Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 6th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the selection of candidates ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about preparations for the forthcoming general elections in Zimbabwe.
Thousands of people in various political parties want to contest the forthcoming general elections, with the indications that some retired army generals also want to take part in parliamentary and senatorial elections.
This is causing a lot of friction in all the parties, as party faithfuls allege that they are being sidelined from participating in the preliminary stages of primary elections.
In some cases, over 2,000 party activists want to contest for a few parliamentary seats. How democratic are these primary elections?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
I think in English, also remind our listeners and viewers that we are political parties.
What is the chai kuzwe?
Yes.
So okay, eskuluma ngakho namhlanje ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukungena ukuthi bangene kukhetholozayo. So siyakwazi ukuthi kulamabandla amaningi kakhulu. Size sikhulume lezekhe ukuqala esikhatini esidluleyo. Basitele ukuthi angu 107. Kulabanye abathi hayi manengi kakhulu, akhona amanye angabe phezu kokhonoko. So ke kulala abantu sibili abaningi abathi bafuna ukungena kukhetho lolu kuzobuya lama army generals akudala lana aphumayo kubutho labo bathi sebekhona. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khonoko ukuthi 1 kube lama madla amanengi, 2 ukuthi kube labantu abaningi abafuna ukukontesta kwalabo kuchona.
And don't forget independence.
Yebo, kulala ama independence.
Ama independence u gives Dube u Jonga Kandemiri.
Ufunuzi ngenela.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ndizvo zvavatereri vatariri nasi tirukurukura nenyaya yesarudzo dzirikuya munyika. Takatarisana kutanga nema primary elections aritwa mapato akasiyana siyana. Tinonzwa kuti kune huwandu husati hwamboonekwa hwevanhu vari kuda kupinda muma elections iyo kana ma primary elections musarudzo idzodzo. Asiwo mapato akatoisawo mitemo kana zviga zvinoita kuti vanhu ivo vasazowanda kupfuura pane vakabuda pari zvino. Tinonzwa kuti ZANU PF kudunhu remasvingo vakatozivisa kuti kana uri mushandi wehurumende kana mucivil servant usafa zvakuvanyorera kuti upinde mune zvematongerwo enyika uchikwikwidza maprimary ZANU PF idunhu remasvingo iro. Pakatopiwa mufananidzo wekuti zvikoro zvimwe zviri kusara zvisina vana vanodzidzisa varayiridzi nevatungamiri vezvikoro kana maheadmaster vachimhanya mhanya kuti vange vachikwanisa kupinda mumaprimary elections. Kwozotiwo kune mamwe mapato takanzwa kuMDCT kuti vamwe vari kuti mari dzatakanzi tinge tichibhadhara kana uchida kunge uchikwikwidza kana uri nhengo yeparamende iri pachigaro nakare kana sitting MP unenge uchibvisa mari inoita chiuru. Vamwewo vari pasi vachibvisa mari inoita zana kuti unge uchikwanisa kunyoresa kuti ukwikwidze. Asi zvakadaro tinonzwa kuti vanhu vari kuwanda zvakadaro. Kwoitawo maindependent kune rimwe bato kana mubatanidzwo wevanhu vakazvimirira inonzi POVO hanzi people's own voice vamwe vari kukwikwidza vamusarudzo dzemakanzuru zvikuru kozoita mimwe mibatanidzwa yakangosiyana siyana tinonzwa kuti zeke yakati mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akupfuura 107
yes yeah. So zokusere nje kuti kube lejonga leGibbs United
yes
yeah I mean I'll be the treasurer wena isikunda sakwasikwasi
chairman because chairman ndiye anotererwa treasurer vana havamuzive vanogona kutopa mari kuna chairman kuti ozonopa treasurer
mari yacho
aishi
yeah I'm told that we are joined by our first guest and that is Dr. Maxwell Shumba president of Zimfest Party based in USA Dr. Shumba welcome to the program
no thank you so much thank you
Yes, so for a start, tell us, you know, there are so many parties that are contesting in Zimbabwe. Is this healthy for democracy?
Yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. A good thing and a good thing. And I don't know if I have to elaborate now, but I'll give my reason.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's been at the helm as a president for 3 years, and I've seen most of these political parties being formed after we formed ours in April 2015.
Uh-huh.
There are significant events which prompted the coming up of new parties. Number one, the first one is.
Uh-huh.
The increasing cry from the public that there should be a grand coalition.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as there are signs that maybe there's someone who wants to fund a grand coalition,
uh-huh.
political parties start to prop up people seeking to benefit. People who are not even qualified, but who think they can get a slice of what will be put on the table.
Uh-huh.
And also, there is a perception that there is donor money out there which is available for new political parties.
Uh-huh.
So, on one thing, it's good for democracy, for competition, if more people step forward. It's good uh-huh. if people volunteer for national service. But it's also troubling that most of those people are not qualified and they do not have the national interest and the people's interest at heart. That's what's troubling. And I've met with this. I was in a room with with 18 political parties in Cape Town last year, and I was troubled, deeply troubled by the caliber of the people who were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's leave it at that at the moment so that we'll come back to you. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Siso, who belongs to the MTC, led by Professor Wolf Bushman Ngobe. Chonga, maybe you can take him there.
Hello, Linjan.
Yebo, Linjan.
Ah, ndaka simba. Ndinotya kuti kanya kutaura isiNdebele, Gibbs anozondikopa. So I will be doing kanxane. I don't want Gibbs to copy my isiNdebele.
Yeah, because isiNdebele is really bad.
No, it's good. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing good. You know, today we are discussing about the democracy or free space in Zimbabwe for political parties, as some may prefer to say, and also looking at party primary elections, we are discussing everything that pertains or that has to do with elections. As MDC, we understand we are part of MDC Alliance and we are not holding primary elections as a party. Are you holding primary elections as MDC?
Yes, what we have discussed with the persons responsible in those committees to select our candidates is that if people do not reach to a consensus, our party level, that committee level, which has been appointed, we then take those people to primary elections. But the primary elections are not what we want. We want a consensus at the district level whereby people discuss at their district. Say if you've got the four people that have sent applications, then those people can sit down and have one candidate within their district. But if that doesn't, that does not happen, we then take those such cases to primaries.
So do you think there's democracy in people reaching a consensus, or there's democracy in people voting for their candidate?
There is a democracy, especially where, without the interference of any superior from the party. If those people are discussing as a district, then there is democracy. Because this is why you find that in the past elections, we have had consensus whereby people will talk and you come out with a candidate who is unchallenged through such talks that can be held at a district level.
Oh, that's okay. And your party, you are also giving the 50-50 to women and men, that 50-50?
Yes, we still speak on to the last scenario that we had on the last election. We haven't changed.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Ngube, Gibbs. Vanqube vari kuti mbato mau makanaka manje.
Yeah.
Twoti kwaita vanhu 10 kana vaviri kana vatatu varoda kukwikwidza muma primary ebato. Hanzinoti aiwa garai pasi movirana kuti hazvatiri 10 kana tiri vatatu ngatingoti ikandemira atimirire.
Yeah.
Oenda pano kuti vanhu vazomboenda kusarudzo vachidi. Uye vari kuti vachateera zvakangoita sarudza pera zvekuti madzimai nevanhu rume 50-50. Hapana anenge achizonzi ano uyu ngagare pasina kuti munhu kadzi kana kuti uyu ngagare pasina kuti munhu rume.
So let's go back to Dr. Shumba. Dr. Shumba, you know this system, the Greek kakko tree, where people used to vote as men to come out with their democratic processes. So in the in the case of these parties wanting to settle for, you know, consensus building, to say this candidate is needed, that one no. Is it some kind of democracy, or is some kind of cheating in a way?
No, I think I agree with what Mr. Nguye said. Democracy is not only manifested by electoral process. Democracy is the ability for people to express themselves without a superior force overbearing. So if people can discuss and agree on a consensus candidate, that's one way of electing someone democratically. But then, if there are two people, like there are two groups with voting for two candidates, then an electoral process will be held by a non-partisan superior body which oversees that the elections are free and fair. So, in our party, we are doing the same thing. We have clearly communicated to our members, our constituencies, the process. There is an election commission committee chairman who is the director of election, Mr. Kesarinyati in Shurugwi. And he has asked all constituencies, anyone, regardless of gender, regardless of age, to submit the applications if they are willing to represent the people. And if they are they're challenging, then we do an election. So I agree with Mr. Nguyen. Consensus is also
sorry. Is Mr. Siso?
No, it's Shumba.
No, the previous MDC.
Yes, Siso.
Yes. Siso. Oh, yeah. I apologize because I'm the one who addressed him as Mr. Nube.
Siso.
He's Mr. Siso.
Yeah, Mbozo Siso.
Sorry, Professor, go ahead, but he's Mr. Siso.
Or maybe before you go ahead there, you are really raising very crucial issues. But the issue here is, if we have to reach a consensus through raising hands, there's something wrong there. Or even talking, you know, sometimes this it becomes anti-democratic in a way, right, yeah. Dr. Shomba?
No. Mm. For example, I'm here in the USA right now.
Mm.
A candidate steps up and puts his candidacy to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people accept it, then he is the candidate to move forward. If someone else comes forward and puts his CV there, then we do election. We don't need to do a hand raising.
Mm.
It's the candidate and the people deciding which of the people who have stepped forward should represent them.
Mm-hmm.
If there's only one who steps forward and the people accept him that he is qualified, then he moves forward. If there are two then or three, then we have an election. We will not do raise of hands. Once there's more than one person, then we do an election.
Mm, thank you so much, Baba Shumba. Don't go far. I think we've got Mr. Pilif Gaule of ZANU-PF. I wish to ask him in Ndebele something very fast. Baba Gaule, linjani baba?
Ngikona njonile kids uchona njani.
Isijone kahle kakhulu. So akutsho lapho ukuthi nqase sikhangela ngakhona ukwenzakala emabandleni wonke. Abantu sebegijima abanye 2000 kwelinye ibandla uzokuthiwa badinga ama parliamentary seats ang 1 something 130 or 120. So khona ukunxa kuhluzwa ngamabandla. Kuyakhanya ukuthi abanye bazondile. Singabona ke emaswingo bakhona abazondileyo bathi bachiwa phandle ngoba bangabe G40. Kube sokuyi team la Coast and Lana siyaziyo. Iyo ngazani izibambe esidukwini. So kuzani konoko akwenzi ukuthi abantu begcine besilwa yini?
Yeah, ukuthi mina vele kathethi kuzani PF funds ambona ukuthi singabe sikhuluma ngokuthi kule G40 kule Lacoste. Lokwana into yayizolo upresident wakhuluma wathi na abantu abathi the very the past bakhangele phambili iparty ihambiye phambili. Kuloko kungabe kusenzwa abantu abagangileyo abaloku bekhuluma into ze G40 lani. Ngabantu abagangileyo bonako. Njalo ukuthi Lacoste vela kula ma functions kathi ukuzana PF. We have one party led by Emmerson Mnangagwa, upresident omunye. So kunoko kukhona ngabantu nje abanye abafuna ukuthi bakhangele abanye abantu abangani bafunwa ngabantu. Abese besimana simvalele phandle. Kuya kuyenzakala ebantwini abagangileyo kuyatholakala khonoko and kuyaphila futhi kukhona kulabanye abantu ababonayo ukuthi hayi ground kabalayo bese bethi umuntu bambonayo ukuthi ufunwa ngabantu bese bedinga ukuthi badinga indlela zokumvalela phandle kodwa upresident uthi akula muntu ozayimpozwa akula muntu ozanivela phezulu oniwa abantu kumbovela ngabo enikwa abantu abantu bayazikhethela umuntu abamfunayo akuvulelwa abantu bazikhethele yidemokrasi esikhuluma ngayo abantu bengavalelwa abangeni abantu bazikhethele abantu abawafunayo
ye siyawuza kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khona mpho baba Gaule. So what Mr. Gaule is saying is that in ZANU-PF generation 40 and Team Lacoste are gone. People are doing whatever they want, but he says at the end of the day there are some people who always complain because some of them want to block Mr. Mnangagwa from doing what he wishes to do.
Uh-huh.
So he says, well, people are people and everything else comes second. But he says people are free to participate in this particular electoral process.
Okay, I will come back to him, to Mr. Gaule. Tine mtereri mkoma Tawanda Masosa. Makadi mkoma Masosa.
Makasindere mkoma Ajonga.
Aiba, ndiri mpenyi murikupi.
Ndiri kuno ku South Africa mkoma. Ndiri 2 days nishango uya nijamba ku Zimbabwe zvangu.
Okay, asi makafamba hini zvakanaka.
Ndakafamba zvakanaka mukoma.
Makasiya ma register here kuvota nokuti kwakusvika.
Mukoma ndaka register kuvota kudhara, ndakatoka ndo ma CV yangu ukanzera ku Manikarendi wokuma ward 24.
Pakanaka apo riri bato ripiri.
MDCT mukoma.
MDCT, yeah, Gibbs.
Two MDCTs, eh?
Itori as in a Gibbs, you need two my MDCT. I mean, Mangatana would have to divide.
Aiwa, yet two MCOMA TZ, I mean, I have to eat out. It's three MDC Alliance. Yet Yamcoma Cham, Yabaya President, you know what Chamisa.
Ah, okay. Saka ora yes. Tombodzokera kunyaya yemaprimary kubato kwenyu. Imi muri kugutsikana here neprocesses kana urongwa huri kushandiswa pama primary ipapo nokuti rikona kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo pamwe kune kutori nevanhu kana 200 kana 300 kana 40 kana 20 muchizotarisira kunge muchiita sarudzo. Muri kugutsikana neurongwa wacho.
Ai nimukoma ndikugutsikana nazvo nekuti zvinhu zvedu zve MDC hazvinofamba nemutserendende hazvina kana chinokonesa like kuwadi kwandakaikanda ma CV yangu tipo about 3 saka kandira wadi iyoyo
three candidates kouya nyaya yekuti imi mune muchigara ku South Africa kana kuti muri kushanya ku South Africa muri mugaro ku South Africa
Mukoma ndiri mugari inini ndinotonoshanda ku South Africa asi ndaneteka mukoma ndikuda kuti unogara kunyika kwangu
ndachibvunzira kuti kune vamwe vanoti vemudiaspora munongoda kuzouya kunovhiya dzatinoita baya kare muda kuzongoenda kunokanda ma CV asi nguva yese yatiitiri matrenchu tichinaiwa tichidii mune musipo
mukoma ini ndinoita 3 weeks ku South Africa nguva yese ndinenge ndiri kumusha kuZimbabwe kana tistori ipo ndinofunga mombe dzei zvina kutobopwa
ah manangi dza Gibbs abva afunga zvake abva afunga bando
muna motoma
ya sekerera yes
wonderful
saka munotarisira chii chamunga wimbisa vanhu kudunhu kwenyu imi nekuti vanhu vanda kuziva kuti kuna vatawanda masvosva zvii zvavari kuvimbisa vamwe vakambowanisa vamwe mabhasikoro vamwe vakwanisa chii muri kuvimbisawo chii
inini mukoma chekutanga chii yandiri kuvimbisa vanhu mudunhu rangu ndechekuti development yakwanga kusina nekuti makanzeras ese anga arezani PF kusvika patiri nhasi kwakuna madevelopments saka ndoda kuti development itere pane munhu noti kuti munhu atere development yes
aiwa maita etaura
zvikoro zviwakwe mashops awakwe migwagwa iwakwe uye zviri kuitika zveintimidation zvibva zvapera
thank you so much mukoma tawanda masvosva vari kukwikwidza kuve councillor kuManicaland havana kuzotaura kuti inzvimbo ipi chaiyo yavari kuda kukwikwidza kuita
councillor Manicaland West District Ward 24
Makoni West Makoni West
Makoni West kunonzi kwamasvosva
ndabva ndapaziva
Thank you, ndinotenda mukoma Jonga.
Thank you so much. Toti good luck kana mazvinge mapinda musarudzo.
Ndinotenda mukoma. Haiwa kuna chinokonesa zvani PF takaitika matunduru mukoma. Jedha rina kana kipa mukoma.
Tichabvunza mukoma Gaule is on the line with us. We'll ask him whether what you are saying is possible.
Jedha rina kipa rudzungorwa peredu chinopinda mambure mukoma.
Tichazwa kuti vanoti chi. Thank you so much, Mr. Masosha, and good luck.
Thank you. I really thank you, Baba. Mupote mchitifonela.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, our first caller, Mr. Tawanda Masosha, is going to contest in Manicaland. That's Makoni West, Ward 26, as an MDCT councillor. So he's going to contest in the primary elections. There are only three contestants, and he is confident that he is going to be picked the winner. And then he will face off with ZANU-PF in the general elections. And he also thinks that he believes he's going to also beat ZANU-PF candidates because he says, or not only ZANU-PF candidate, he's going to image the winner in the general elections. Because he says, up until now, there are ZANU-PF councillors in the area and there's no development. So he thinks that he will be the messiah.
And he says, in a soccer match where there are two teams playing, ZANU-PF is no goalkeeper.
There's no keeper. There's no keeper. But he has to remember that we used to do that at money games.
Yeah.
Where there's no keeper, but there are defenders.
That's what and you will win that kind of a game. So let's go to Mr. Kaule. Mr. Kaule, we are Zwela Lapake, we are Kulumum Nomzana. Utige is ZANU-PF Woge, we are Fiwa. Lonya Gasimili, Agula local keeper Lapake, we are Ponguchi and Jipora Lingen. So akukhulumela isizwe ukuthi kungathini baba Kaule.
Lo ngumuntu laye
uyazikhulumela layo umbono wakhe kodwa kulilungelo la futhi la apho azumanele la siyakwela bawo manje yakho kodwa ke mina into engithanda ukuthi ngitsho ukuthi yena ngabe uyakhangela ukuthi iparty yakhe nale akhuluma ngayo ayila ama primaries ilento abayibiza bethe ngama primaries kungayitsho ama primaries baya riga ama primaries abo ngoba bayathwala abantu besiye endaweni ethile kachana be advantage abantu abalama resources kodwa laba abalama resources badliwe kuhleli kusenza la ngathi ngakunika lama examples ukuthi kwayenzakala ngapi la ngapi la ngapi ngabona even le Bulawayo ngale babe riga manje bekhuluma umhlanga manje becinise bekhuluma ukuthi hayi sorry za riga laphana sayiza so sathwala abantu la kacha ngale ah ingcekeza sibe babeyenza leyani kuyayangisa futhi khona kwabantu kuphunywa ukuthi iparty efuna ukuthi imele abantu ngeqiniso bese sehlule ukuthi within iparty yona ngokwayo yehlule ku-exercise i-democracy egcweleyo njalo bese beriga le internal election yabo mina into engayitshiwa ukuthi thina ukuthi igedi kalila muntu lokhu yikuthi alinde abone uNkulunkulu amgcine ephila kuyefika ama-elections abone ukuthi khona okwakukhuluma ayisikho izizane u-P F indlovu enkulu ehambayo nje lokhu ihambe siya khona le phambili.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu baba Gawule. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khonapho. So what Mr. Gawule is saying is that the last caller, you know, in terms of ZANU PF having no goalkeeper, he says wait until you see what is going to happen in the next elections. So he says he knows that there's a party, the MDCT, which is allegedly rigging elections. He says they are passing people to different places where if you don't pass anyone, you lose, according to him, yeah.
But, you know, I think that issue was raised when MDC Alliance held its rally in, is it in Murewa or in Zimbo, in Chiweshe, where they were being accused of busing people. And somebody responded by saying, you know, if there is transport to carry me the 3 miles let's that I'm supposed to walk.
Let's have
it. Yeah, let's have it.
Yeah, let's go to the
I think we can go to Mr. Siso. Mr. Siso. Va Siso.
Hello.
Yeah, munotaura Zezuru here. Munotaura Shona here zvakare.
No, no, no. I'm not very good in Shona.
Ah, okay. But I wanted to ask you about the issue of violence. This is election time, and in the past elections, around this time, people would be complaining of violence, intimidation, and harassment. What's your view on the ground?
Yeah. As for now, 2018, I would be lying if I'm saying I've witnessed any forms of violence. But I'm hearing that they are some ZANU-PF militias, but not ZANU-PF militia, but the military that has been planted in some rural areas. I do not know how far true is that, but I've heard of such kind of intimidation that is happening around Zimbabwe. And the one of whereby you will find ZANU-PF officials of those districts or what, collecting slips from people resident to those areas, then it blows our mind. What are they collecting those slips for? I should think that's the only thing I've heard. There is no violence that I've heard or I've witnessed.
And on that one, Mr. Siso, ZANU-PF responded by saying it only collects that information from or data from its members. It does not force anyone to. Those who provide that information to the party, they are party members. What do you say?
If ZANU-PF is sincere, information that is not collected from those slips, it should not happen. They should not be collecting slips from the people. There is a process whereby people canvass and mobilize for their party membership. It is not done through slips. it has always been done by collecting data, which does not include any form of collecting that information from those slips. So why would they collect that information from the slips when those people have got their IDs and their addresses and their phone numbers? I should think there is something fishy that is supposed to happen by them collecting those slip information.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs Timbonzgo kuna vashumba kana tisina mwe mutereri.
Yeah, so let's take what people are saying on Facebook. There is Raymond Mapakata who says Chamisa chete chete. Then we've got Mongiwa Kanya who says hello there, Mongiwa. And then Lakson Lucky who says most political leaders are familiar to their families only. Chances are high to have less than 10 votes nationally. He continues by writing, ZEC must have conditions and a clear definition of a party. Me, my wife, and my neighbor and a friend cannot make a party. Dr. Shumba, I think this is a very strong kind of remark from Lakson Lucky. Is your party really having me, myself, and I, and others?
No. I think when we come to these platforms where we have limited time, it's very important that we focus on substantive things.
This is exactly Dr. Shumba. Dr. Shumba, can I intervene there, Dr. Shumba? This is somebody who is expressing an opinion. Let's be tolerant to that. Saying. Yes.
I am responding to such an opinion.
Yes.
Because there are so many people who can come with opinions that horses have got wings. Should we debate on the issue that a horse has got wings? Yeah, if someone, yes, only his family members, then that's not a political party. And I don't think that's the subject of today's show. We are talking of political parties like ourselves. We are an institution. We are a foundation. We are structure. And we are here to represent our vision, and that's why I think I was called here. And we will go into elections to sell our vision. If we win, we win on our vision. If we lose, we congratulate the winner. But I want to focus on the pertinent issue you raised earlier on about the violence, number one, and the collection of registration slips. I've been on the ground up until last week. And of course, some of our members have come to complain of the presence of the military people and civilians. I didn't see them. And I was able to campaign freely in areas where many people would say, well, wow, they've never seen a presidential candidate walk in the street. And what I witnessed, for example, in Noto, when we started going through the market stores, ZANU-PF instructed its members to wear T-shirts in an intimidatory way. They came to me, four of them. I think it's even on video. And I spoke with them, and I told them of our vision. We shook hands, and they said, yes, we agree. We all need jobs. We all need to fight poverty. I was in Zimba, where when I was addressing, in the middle of addressing our supporters, a young man came running. And before he broke the last line of the supporters, he stopped and started listening, and he asked me a question which he thought was going to, when he was coming, I could tell he wanted to come after my mic. But he stopped short, and he started listening, and he asked me a question which he thought was tricky. I answered, and then I continued to speak, and he answered another question. This time he wanted to learn. And when I answered him, he kept quiet. We continued. He was wearing a ZANU-PF hat. And when we were in the car about to depart, he came, and he told me that he had come from another farm, and he was a ZANU-PF chairman. and he said he agreed with everything with what I had said. And he actually invited me to their farm.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of physical violence, I did not witness it. It's a changed atmosphere, and I want to agree with that. And I hope this will persist. But we don't know what is the intention of the military people in civilian clothes, which are in the allegedly in our community. I understand Daily News has tried to get a response from the military authorities, and they have not responded. So we don't know what is the status, and our people are apprehensive that we don't know what's going to happen. So as going to the election, I think every political party should go into their ballot box and then be vetted by the electorate.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. Sure. So we really get your point. We'll come back to you as soon as possible. So maybe let's go to Mr. Siso, and then we actually have another guest and we cascade.
That's that okay.
Yes.
Mr. Siso?
Yes, sir.
Yes, maybe you can explain also the issue of consensus, because somebody raised a question there. He said, if there is a consensus, that will also result in vote buying among the three or so candidates who may have shown interest in contesting for a seat. What do you say about that?
It is very difficult to prove such a method of corruption that would have happened by someone a vote by using money. To outshine, let's say we have got three people, then he gives them money. It's difficult to have proof. Then to us, we'll just take it as is, because that would be some a decision that will be made amongst the three. So it's very difficult for us to unearth such a form of a corruption that would have happened.
Thank you so
then
much.
To us, we'll take it as a decision that has came out of the three. Then we will go along. We will go along with the decision they've came with.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. Before I give you the mic, let me just read some comments from our Shona listeners. These are Shona Facebook comments. Tinava Hillary Alv Hilex Tavengwa anzi nyaya konzeresa kwanda kwemapato ezvimatongerwo enyika musarudzo dzegore rino ndeyekuti munhu wese ari kuona kukundikana kuhurumende yezanupf kwemakore makumi matatu nemanomwe apfuura kubviswa kwava Mugabe kwakabvisawo kutya mukati meveruzhinji. Then tina tatenda T-Mix Mbarami, and I wish ED to win Nzara Imborova Sterek, especially kunovose vari kuti ED is my vote. Mumwe ari kukurudzirawo kuti dai zvaita kuti vanhu vashupike nenzara, vamwe vachitoti aiwa vamunangagwa ndo vari kuburitsa vanhu munzara. Maonero anosiyana. Then pane mumwe hanzi namba yacho yandofunga ari kuti namba yacho yawandisa weduwe. Ngavanyarewo hazviite mhani, ngavajoine mamwe mapata anopikisa. Ndimukoma Elliot chinomwamwaza. Vana hakutaura kuti vari kupi. Ndopfungwa nemaonero evamwe vabva kune vanhu vanga vachiteera nyaya yedu paFacebook.
Let's go to Mr. Kaule. Mr. Kaule, we see that ZANU-PF is actually going to feature some retired army generals. And this may be scaring you, right? Mr. Kaule?
Can you hello, Gibbs?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Come again.
So we are saying that ZANU-PF is going to feature in the primaries some retired army generals. So is this not scaring you in any way?
There is nothing wrong with people contesting for positions in ZANU-PF. I think some people may be afraid of contesting, of this contestation. But I see no reason why people should be afraid. I think people should do, let's give people that opportunity to choose their leaders. And there's nothing wrong with that. Whether they come from the military or they retired, they come from the civil service, they come. No, you mustn't, people mustn't be bothered about that. Let the people choose what they want. That is democracy.
Mr. Ngwane, a quick question. Like we read in the newspapers today, in the Herald. Mr. Gaule, we read in the Herald today that Mashingo ZANU-PF province, they said that civil servants are not going to be allowed to contest. What's your take on that?
It's not true. It's very clear there is a circular that came from the political consult office to the province, what they dispatched to the provinces, and the circular is clear that people are going to resign after primary elections.
So they are going to, they are allowed to hand in their papers.
People are allowed to contest without tendering their resignation. And after that, after primaries, maybe someone can resign, can commit himself or herself after winning a primary election. You can don't expect someone to resign before winning a primary election. What about if he loses?
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Slum Lale Lapake, also come and get his Kumbu Tong Babu Dovo. Dovin, Gunja.
Yes, I feel a Dovin Jan.
Your period is on Bandovo.
Yes,
Dovin. I would talk about Pukuti, Nangamabanda, Maneng Dove. In Jalo, Soko Kose, La Peloma Primaries, look. What in?
Into engiyibona la kithi eyaqala ukuthi amabandla aseZimbabwe ase abantu bakhona abaningi sebele anger kakhulu and not forming i party for ukuthi bethuthukise izwe sebeforma ama party against enye i system or against enye i party or against omunye umuntu yinto yakuqala engiyibonayo ena eyinye futhi amaphathi aseZimbabwe sebethi bathanda kakhulu ukuthatha ukuthi abama-president wabo kube yibona abakhulu okudlula iphathi okubanga ama-division ukuthi uma ungadlelani no-president so akukho lulo ukuthi bakukhethe ukuthi ungene na ucontest umele isigaba sakho ngoba vele isigaba sinabantu abaningi ngithi so iye lento engibona mina ukuthi ikhoza wonke lama division amanye abakhona emaphathini ithi iparty kuyukuthi ipolitical party yabo is free and fair ukuthi kune committee ekubhekane nokuthi whether president uye uma kuyuthi president uyenze kabi and anyone uyenze kabi bayakwazi ukumkhupha yonke lento ibingekho ikhona namaphathi amaningi abengeke azozabe khona but ngenxa yokuthi they are people ababekwa njengamathopo ngathiwa sokungonkulunkulu babo ukuthi vele ngabathathwa that's why kukhoza yonke lento mina engiyibona ukuthi iyavela ngoba wonke la maphathi agcwele eZimbabwe akusikhona ukuthi it's a freedom or inkululeko ukuthi bafumele amaphathi no kanjani i-anger it's a anger akusona inkululeko and i-anger yakhona isuswa yiyo leyo nto ukuthi ama-leaders amaphathi they put them engani kuthiwa sokungabantu abakhulu kakhulu kanti i-leader uma iyenze kabi naye ayibe nelungelo lokususwa ithonisise nakufaka umuntu olungileyo izobona zonke izinto ziyolunga into engiyibonayo mna le eyenzakala lapha
endlovu baba sibili kujaya umbono sibili ongangenanga kwabanye abantu sibonge kakhulu ndlovu
okay ngiyabona.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Ndlovu. He says, you know, there's a lot that is happening. Some parties are being formed to counter others. And, you know, at times, some guys who are controlling parties have become some kind of semi-gods, you know, like they are everything in the party. So that's why people are so angry to the extent of forming a counterparty. Yeah. So if you are my deputy and I say...
And then my deputy will be angry and
yeah, so we are happy that We'll just take a commercial break, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be coming back. We know that we are discussing this important issue of elections, but we've got a guest from Zimbabwe, and that is Great Zimbabwe University, and that is Mr. Victor Nkiwane, who is a dean in the Faculty of Law. Mr. Nkiwane, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what brings you to Washington?
Well, we came to participate in what is called the JSAP World International Law Moot Competition, which brings together law schools from more than 100 countries across the globe to contest in a simulated court case, which is presented before the World Court, which is the International Court of Justice. Mm-hmm. As I speak, there are more than 500 law schools that are participating in the competition. Mm-hmm. We are the only team that has come from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And how is the team performing? How is the performance so far?
Well, the preliminary rounds have been completed. And the practice is that after the preliminary rounds, where each team would have appeared four times before different judges, they then decide which are the top 32 out of those preliminary rounds. The top 32 then go into the next round. It becomes basically a question of eliminating those 32 until we reach the top two, which then contest the final, which will be held on Saturday, the 7th of April.
Which is tomorrow,
yes.
Oh.
So far, so good, your team?
Well, we didn't make it into the last 32, but I'm hoping that we will at least be amongst the top 100 out of those 500 or so that are here. I could see that the students really did well. The competition was so stiff that at the end, the organizers decided that in order to choose those best 32, they had to take those teams which had taken a particular line of argument. Not necessarily that those that took a different line of argument were wrong. But they just said on this particular point,
we'll go this way.
Those who went that way will go into the next round. That's how tough it was to separate the teams.
And how many people or participants in your team?
Well, we had four students participating. We divided in them in such a way that one team would argue for the applicants. That is the party that has brought the matter to court. And the respondents, two of them would argue for the respondents. That is the team that is opposing that particular application. And it's really a dispute between two countries coming from the same region, involving a treaty that they have signed between themselves. It also involves issues of whether by one of the countries in manufacturing nuclear weapons were not violating international law, and also one of the countries had attacked the other, destroying warships and a submarine of the other country. And the question being whether in taking that action of firing missiles, they were acting within international law, because the missiles also resulted in the death of innocent civilians. Yes.
So, Zulukandaba, lapho kukhulunywa khona, okukhulunywa ngubabo Victor Nkiwane, omele uhlangothi lweGreat Zimbabwe, ukhangela kezomthetho, uthi kubuye lapha ke lesifundi ezine ekade zibuya ku competition kube ngithi umncintiswano we JSAP Moot Court Competition. So umncintiswano lo wenziwa mnyaka yonke nxa kusenziwa ngesikhathi esinje. Babe nikwa nje ukuthi jonga bakhulume ngama cases lo athiwa hypothetical. Yeah, ukuthi badlane ingqondo. So uthi hayi bona basafika ngu top 32. kodwa bazamile kakhulu ukuthi ukwenza ukuthi ingxebe engafiki ukuthi baagwe besiya kunyuhla ngothi lapha labakade bangafundi bekhona kodwa ke uthi khanya bachayile sinokuzwayo siyakwazi babe khona ngomnyaka ophelileyo sibona ngazani babuya futhi ngomnyaka ozayo
ndizozo tisata dzokera kwavari rikati muzwa tine muteereri anzi Hlamulani makadi
wazima makadi yeyi baba
takasimba muri kupi
ndiri kuno kubotswana Gaboroni
Gaboroni taurai tinzwe zvamuroda kupa kugango redu
aiwa ndinotenda zvikuru nekuti pinza muchirongwa nyangu iri pakuti munoona mapato mazhinji ari kumukira aya kudai
halo taurai
mapato ari kumukira kudai so aya panguva ino ndinoziva kuti pakaita demokrasi yekuti vanhu vakasununguka zvavo havasisina kutya munhau dzoutongi wanga uripopo nechekare zvino panguva inoyi vanhu vakasununguka zvavo asi zvimweni zvenguva kudzungaidza vanhu panguva inoyi nokuti vanhu havachaziva kuti vovhotera mapato api haringonyuka asinganzwisisike tiri pakurwa nechinangwa chezanu pf tofanira kubvisa mumadhakwa matatiri nechekare tipinde mune zvimwe zvitsva asi vanhu havachazivi gwara vakungotiwo vada kuti ivo vangoita kuguta kwavo bedzi saka izvozvo zvoitea nyika tirambe tichidzungaira nokuda kwokuti tikarwisana nechinhu chimwe chete chada kurwisana nacho kuti tibve mukati menzara yatagara tapinzwa neutongi hwezanu pf ndo chinhu chatiri kunyanya kurwisa nacho kunyanya zvino ava varingopinda vemapato ava vanoda kungomhanyira kungodya kwavo ivo vasati vaziva kuti ngatange tarwa nehondo yekutanga ndosaka mona angambori mutungamiri wemdc wanga vachibatanidza vanhu mapato ese kuti ngatiite chinhu chimwe chete tirwe nechinhu chimwe chete chokubvisa zanu pf pachigaro tipinde isu vechidiki mayouth tione kuti taita kuti gwara rezimbabwe riende mberi
asi mukoma Hlamulani ka mapato akagara akangowanda munguva dzesarudzo kubvira vamugabe vachiri kutonga aingowanda mapato aingoita mamwe aingomuka mungozoanzwa musarudzo kana dzapera obva aenda
ipapo hatisi kuramba baba zvakanaka chose asi chandongokudziridza kazhinji kacho ndicho kuti ngatibatanei tirwe nechinhu chimwe chete chatagara tichirwisana nacho kwete zvokuti vamwe tingopasana pasiva zvakaita fanika vabva mune zvozvo mumdc yealliance baizvozvo vabva mukuru vanga vakabatana pekutanga izvozvo vapasanurana zvakare apa tasava nemazuva mashomana tipinde maelections saka izvozvo zvinongoratidza kuti gwara rezimbabwe tichiri padambudziko zvakutoda kuti mwari vapindire minamato yakasimba chaizvo depatombobatwa minamato kuti mwari vatiyambutse pazvinhu zvakafana naizvozvo izvo nokuti panguva yaiyatisina hatisina rusununguko nekuda zvinhu zviri kuitika mukati menyika yezimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Hlamulani thank you so much
mukoma Gamulani
ndi Gamulani
hongu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gamulani
hongu baba
morara zvakanaka pavoswana apo ndima ane mutungamiri mutsva ikoko
shoko ndosaka mona tiri kuchema kwazvo kuti kana tichitarisana dzimwe nyika dzatiri kuita demokrasi yavo havaite zvemapato akanyanya kuwanda sezviri kuitika muzimbabwe uye nezviri kuitika mukati menyika ino yebotswana zvakasununguka zviri so peacefully ndo zvatitoshuwawo kunyika yedu tidai mwari vatibatsira neminamato kwazvo kuti nyika yedu yaitawo saizvozvo
aiwa thank you so much mukoma Gamulani
hongu baba
Gibbs mukoma Gamulani is aging unit among the opposition and he is comparing Zimbabwe democracy to Botswana democracy where Botswana just had a new president and he feels that Zimbabwe should take a leaf from Botswana. There are few political parties, not as many, and he's saying that having too many opposition parties splits the vote.
Yes, let's take a round, just a first round on our case. So we'll start with you, Mr. Siso. So what is the role of the youth in all this? Just 1 minute for you, 1 minute for Shumba, and 1 minute for the other guest. So let's start with you, Mr. Siso. The role of the youth in all this.
Specifically in what?
In the election process right now in terms of, getting some candidates.
Yes. Normally the youth is the backbone of the party. Right. You can never have a political party without the youth, because they are the ones that run around to do a lot of campaigning. They've got their structures, like, you know, we have got youth structures in the standing committees of the MDC or the alliance, whereby you've got a youth representative.
So in a way, you are saying they are embedded. So let's get to the other guy. So, Mr. Kaule, what is the role of the youth in this primary election season in ZANU-PF?
The role of the youth in ZANU-PF is to campaign for the party.
Violently or in a good way?
In a good way, but there are some other people who, at the end of the day, take advantage of the hard economic conditions that the youth are facing, and then end up using the youth to achieve whatever they want to achieve, good or bad.
Yes. So let's go to Dr. Shumba. Thank you so much. Dr. Shumba, less than a minute, the role of the youth in your party.
Yeah, sure. I think the uniqueness of our party, which says pressure is a fresh leg, is that the youth take substantive leadership in our campaign and in also providing input into new policies. And we walk the talk. Our campaign leadership, the chief executive officer for our campaign, is a youth.
Thank you.
His deputy is a youth.
Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Shumba. We'll cut you short there.
Most of the youth leaders are youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll cut you short there. So let's get to Mr. Victor Nkiwane.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, you actually enjoyed being here. And are you coming next year or not in the JESAP competition?
Well, we enjoyed being here very much because we learn a lot from other universities and so on. Hopefully, we can also come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that we keep on coming, gain the experience, and at one day in the near future, be one of the top teams in the competition.
Saka vano sarudza sei kuti muuye nokutaona kuti Zimbabwe kune mainvestor akawanda. Makasarudzwa sei?
Zvinofanira kuitika munyika ndezvekuti tinenge chifanira kumboita competition yema law schools ari muZimbabwe anonzi ma national rounds, but gore rino hapana imwe university yakaratidza chido chokuya kuno, saka takangouya isusu nokuti hapana umwe akaiti kwikwidza nationally. But izvozvo zvinoita disadvantage, because kana mamboita national competition munotombogaina mapractice, you get more points dzinenge chifanira kuzoshandiswa kunoku. Most other countries vane ma-national rounds.
Yes, so liyabuya ke ngomnyawuzayo?
Siyabuya ngempela.
Nibona nizani lizatsha njani ngomnyawuzayo?
Hayi, mbona ndiza kwenza ngcono ngoba I think kumele sizame ukuprepare early for a competition le. Saqalisa ukuprepare vele ngo-December last year. I think kumele ukuthi ngabo July, August sibe sesiqalisile ukulungiselela. So that by the time kufika end of March siyabe sesibaphekile sibe labantwana okuzwayo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So maybe the last round, Dr. Shumba, Mr. Siso and Mr. Kaule, all of you, tell us, is your party going to win the presidential election? Is only yes or no? We start with you, Mr. Shumba. Is your party going to win the presidential election?
Yes.
Mr. Siso, your party is going to win?
That's 100% yes.
Mr. Kaule, your party is going to win?
100% yes.
We are not going to vote here. Jonga and I and Mr. Gwane, we are not going to vote. But thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Sorry.
No, we appreciate
it. Yes, thank you so much. Sorry, Zimbabwe, we are out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Maxwell Shumba, president of ZimFest, and Mr. Mbuso Siso, MTC Welshman Ngobe's Party, and Mr. Philip Gaude of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Victor Nkiwane, Dean of the Faculty of Law at Great Zimbabwe University. Thank you, sir. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kandemiri, tika kanganu wa tiriri, wanita uchirongwa jeli chifambe, mwara zakanaka.